House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, sitting a few feet away at that breakfast, has said often she prays for President Trump. Bernie Sanders, just behind Pete Buttigieg and the current Iowa caucus count, reports strong fundraising.
The Sanders campaign announced it raised $25 million in January, the largest cash infusion since a Vermont senator started his campaign. The campaign says it plans to make an aggressive television and digital ad buy in 10 states.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by J.B. Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. J.B. Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. A tornado watch remains in effect. Rain and thunderstorms, some of which will be severe with damaging wind gusts, risk of tornadoes, and also the continued threat for flash flooding as well. And even later on, when the severe weather threat shifts out of the area, the threat of more showers and rain will continue across the area this afternoon as temperatures fall into the 50s. More scattered showers tonight. Breezy, colder, overnight low 38. Tomorrow, a much cooler day. Breezy, with a high temperature only up to about 54. A small shower threat on Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
You've been hearing a lot lately about the Poarch Creek Indians' billion-dollar plan for Alabama. Upon closer examination, that figure looks more like, fuzzy math. About a half of that billion won't go to the state at all. It will be spent by the tribe to build two new casinos, one in Birmingham and one in North Alabama. Those casinos will feature Las Vegas-style games like blackjack, craps, and roulette. But it will give the Poarch Creek a monopoly on gaming in the state, prohibiting any private sector competition. The Poarch Creek Plan, good for the tribe, a gamble for Alabama. Call 334-261-0500 and tell your representatives to say no dice to the Indians' plan. 261-0500, 261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm Bill. You need a porch light installed?
Oh, yes, Bill. My hairdresser says you're almost an electrician.
That's me.
Do you want someone who's almost an electrician working on your home? Think about that. Because each year, thousands of home fires are caused by faulty wiring. That's why you want a professional, like the electricians at Crosby Electric.
Bill, are you using the right kind of wire?
You know something about electrical wire?
Not really.
Good.
Crosby Electric has been serving the River Region for almost 50 years, and all technicians undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Okay, this might be a live wire, so just take this 2x4, and if I go into convulsions, give me a good hard knock.
What?
Just a safety precaution. Everybody does it.
Really?
No, not really. When you need professional electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
The folks at the Health and Wealth Show would like to know if you've ever wanted to own your own business. If the answer is yes, then get ready to take advantage of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. The Health and Wealth Show is giving you the business. Recently, a well-known local pizza parlor closed its doors, and now it's your chance to step in and take up where they left off. If this sounds like a good deal to you, well, you need to listen to the Health and Wealth Show. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7 on News Talk 93.1. We'll tell you all about it. And for even more information, call David Ernest at 334-279-7431. I dare say nothing like this has ever happened in the history of Montgomery Radio. Don't quote me on that. I just can't think of anything. For all the details, listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV. When the moon hits you, I like a big pizza pie. That's some more.
Joe Bonamassa is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 has your tickets. Tune into the morning show with Greg, Jay, and Rich all week long to win one pair of tickets per day to see Joe Bonamassa at the MPAC on February 13th.
Oh, I'll try to soothe you. I'll play the blues.
Tickets to Joe Bonamassa at the Montgomery Performing.
The National Weather Service in Birmingham has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern Bullock County in southeastern Alabama, Macon County in southeastern Alabama, until 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. At 10.06 a.m. Central Standard Time, a severe thunderstorm was located near Shopton, or 13 miles west of Union Springs, moving northeast at 55 miles per hour. Hazard, 60 miles per hour wind gusts. Source, radar indicated. Impact, expects damage to roofs, siding, and trees. Locations impacted include Tuskegee, Union Springs, Franklin, Liverpool, Franklin Field, Lake Tuskegee, Hardaway, Shopton, Tuskegee National Forest, Davisville, Society Hill, Warrior Stand, Sedgefield, High Ridge, I-85 Rest Area, Ottapee Creek, Fort Davis, Cross Keys, Creek Stand, and Mitchell. A tornado watch remains in effect until noon Central Standard Time for South Central, Southeastern, and East Central Alabama. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building. Repeating, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued until 11 a.m. Central Standard Time for the following counties in Alabama, Bullock and Macon.
Coming up, I guess we're going to talk about Doug Jones. Oh, is she watching, like, is that the young, Animal is that Planet. Steve Irwin's
yeah.
son?
Yeah.
Is he wrestling crocodiles? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I don't know That's if you've cool seen to see that guy.
His daughter, too. His daughter is really, she does all that stuff, too.
Okay, wow.
Very pretty girl. She's going to go, well, both of them will go somewhere in life, but they both have followed her father's footsteps, which okay. I think is great.
Yeah, welcome back to News and Views. Welcome back to News and Views. We're in a holding pattern because of bad weather. Okay, now we're back. Good, we're back.
We're back.
272-9228. We're about to play Doug Jones, senator from Alabama, and his remarks on the Senate floor yesterday before he voted to convict the president. And we're trying to work around our emergency alert system about the weather. Yes, it is terribly bad. Rich Tom is also on top of it, folks. Let's first go to the fun zone. Talk to Gary G. Hey, Gary G.
Good morning, Joey. Good morning, Eddie. How are folks doing?
Good. How you doing, Gary?
I'm just driving myself crazy. I was thinking about something. I watched the State of the Union, and I found it rather amusing that she acted like that. But how big will this be when he turns around and says, okay, we blew this. Let's get down to brass tacks. Let's get down to business. Let's make America great again. How long is that going to be? And I think of a feather that be in his hat instead of holding a grudge. Just after.
She's definitely, I mean, it's definitely just her holding a grudge. There's no doubt about that. I would love for him to turn around and ask her, well, you got a better idea?
Oh, careful with that question. She will have an idea. I don't know if it's better.
I agree, but I think you hit somebody like that on the spot, like Mike Tyson said, everybody's got a great plan until you get punched in the face.
True.
You hit somebody on the spot like that, and you'll see the true her. And she'll go to and on, and then, you know, quickly, how dare you put me on the spot like this, Mr.
Right,
President.
Right, right.
Yeah. Yeah, Gary, she's just an angry old woman.
Well, she is. You know, there was times during the speech that she did applaud, and she gave Donald Trump or the party on the clap. And then at the very end, when she tore the paper up, I'm just wondering, oh, I just did that just for show.
I think it had to be for show, because if you saw early on during the speech, or actually towards the end, she started doing the whole pre-tearing. So she had a plan.
Yeah.
And, you know, once again, you give me any politician with an original idea, and I'd be amazed, because they all seem to copy or have something in the works already acted, you know, pre-planned and tried to be dramatic.
It was just a bit of a drama.
Yeah.
And, you know. I'm raised old school. I was taught respect, and there was a lack of respect.
100% guarantee. But, you know, she did please her base. I hear the Democratic base, they think that she really did something by doing that, and she didn't.
And she's speaking right now, trying to claim the economy is the Obama economy. I mean, honestly, Nancy, y'all need a nominee for president because Nancy Pelosi is the face of the Democratic Party, along with Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler. Jer Bear looked like he was a Salvador Dali painting, like melting into his chair.
during the State of the Union. My goodness.
Well, I read an article yesterday. It said many, many Democrats, high-end or top-end Democrats, are depressed now. Really? Are you caught by surprise? Did you really think that something, you know, was going to come of this? The world could see this was not going
to
happen.
Well, and this happens to any party that doesn't have the White House, but they really do need a new face of the party.
Oh, definitely.
Because Schumer's not cutting it, Pelosi's not cutting it, all these others just aren't doing it for
them. And I think Pelosi's gone.
And I don't think Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is, I mean, she's good at what she does, but she's wrong. She's leading them astray.
Right. I think that's a big problem, too. The Democratic Party has taken a hard turn. It's no longer what's best for America. It's what they see as best for America, which right. we all know is more of a communist-type situation.
Yeah.
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 Well, I appreciate you taking my call. Guys, it's nasty up here in Tennessee. I'm sure it's pretty nasty in Alabama.
It is.
Yes, sir.
It is.
Be careful. Stay safe.
Be careful, Gary.
Keep up the good work, guys.
Thank you. 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
This is Duke. How you doing?
I'm all right, Duke. How you doing?
I took one thing away from that, the State of the Union. They're not going to work with this president at all. And they're just waiting for till the election. But they're not going to get anything done. And that's pretty much, you know, the truth, don't you think?
Yeah. I mean, pretty much. It's that simple.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that simple.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm enjoying the show. Thanks.
Take care.
Yeah, like, now that it's 2020 and we have begun the presidential primaries for the Democrats, and also Donald Trump broke records there in turnout for incumbent president. That's pretty impressive. He even broke Obama's numbers. So the Republican voters are more energized than the Democratic voters. Mm-hmm. And impeachment has backfired big time on them. I think Pelosi knows it. I think she's trying to put on a good face and trying to save face and all of this, but it's not working out for her. But now I want to shift gears, 272-9228, and talk about Doug Jones, Senator here from Alabama. Before I do that, though. This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. Now, it's almost like Doug Jones' election was a comedy of errors.
That's a good way to put it.
I don't think he's a bad man. I think he's, he'd probably be fine to talk to.
Sure.
I'm going to disagree with him on a lot of stuff. I disagree on his vote here that we're about to play his justification for.
But that being said, we can disagree. You and I disagree on things, but we're still good friends.
But it's like that old Disney song, when you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are.
That's right.
When you wish upon a star, your dreams come true. And that's really what happened when it came to Doug Jones. He kind of wished upon a star. Then Roy Moore was hit by the Washington Post. And
just
all the charm in the world, whether it was carrying his pistol or straddling that sturdy steed, sassy, to the polls, just didn't work out. It wasn't in the cards for Judge Roy Moore. So, we have Doug Jones here, and this is what Doug Jones, serving as Senator of Alabama, well, he was really listening to his conscience, to his Jiminy Cricket.
Yeah.
And he's like, Jiminy, what do I do about this press? What do I do? I'm facing a tough re-election effort. Mm-hmm. What do I do, Jiminy? What do I do? Well, here's Doug Jones.
Demonstrate a belief that he is above the law, that Congress has no power whatsoever in questioning or examining his actions, and that all who do so at their peril.
Yeah.
That belief, unprecedented in history of this country, simply must not be permitted to stand. To do otherwise risks guaranteeing that no future whistleblower or witness will ever come forward, and no future president, Republican or Democrat, will be subject to congressional oversight as mandated by the Constitution, even when the president has so clearly abused his office and violated the public trust.
Actually, I'm going to stop him there, especially. I want to focus on the whistleblower idea.
Yeah.
That unless we had removed Donald Trump in this process, there will be no more whistleblowers to come forward. You know, this seems to be one of the most protected whistleblowers in American history.
You're right.
And it seems to me that in recent history, legitimate whistleblowers, people like, Thomas Drake,
mm-hmm.
worked for the NSA, William Binney.
Right.
Was the architect of a lot of our mass surveillance programs and metadata collecting programs. Him and Drake both, and they warned people that this is now going to be abused by the executive branch. Were they heavily protected? No.
Nope.
Edward Snowden.
Where's his protection?
I believe back then the mustachioed man, John Bolton, said Ed Snowden should hang from a tall oak tree.
Yep.
And now, because Eric Ciaramella has a bunch of buddies in the intelligence community, it's considered illegal or just verboten, forbidden, to even say his name on most media outlets.
Well, I don't understand, Joey, why we could never say his name during the whole proceedings.
Right.
At what point, who are they hiding it
from? It's not illegal to talk about the whistleblower. It really isn't.
Right.
Like, of all places, the New York Times and NPR backed that up and said, no, the law doesn't prohibit people from bringing up his identity. And when you're talking about accusations and how this all came to be, I think there are good questions to ask. So, Doug Jones is doing the same thing a lot of folks on both sides of the aisle are doing. Like, if we're setting a precedent here.
Grandstanding.
Okay, continue, Senator.
Accordingly, I will vote to convict the president on both articles of impeachment. In doing so, I am mindful that in a democracy, there is nothing more sacred than the right to vote and respecting the will of the people.
Yeah.
But I'm also mindful that when our founders wrote the Constitution, they envisioned a time, or at least a possibility, that our democracy would be more damaged if we fail to impeach and remove a president. Such is the moment in history that we face today. The gravity of this moment, the seriousness of the charges, and the implication for future presidencies and Congresses all contributed to the difficulty with which I have arrived at my decision. I am mindful, Mr. President, that I am standing at a desk that once was used by John F. Kennedy, who famously wrote Profiles in Courage, and there will be so many who will simply look at what I'm doing today and say it is a profile in courage. It is not. It is simply a matter of right and wrong. Doing right is not a courageous act. It is simply following your oath.
Now, for a second, I thought I was going to agree with him. This isn't a profile in courage, giving this speech and making this vote. But wait, doing what's right doesn't require courage? I thought courage was, courage was part of the moral universe.
Yes, it is.
Right. You'd rather be courageous than cowardly.
Right.
You know, classic Greek virtues, that sort of crap, you know. So how is you doing the right thing? Senator Jones, are you saying that you doing the right thing in your mind here on this vote is cowardly?
That's one way to take it. I don't think that's what he meant, but I think that's a great way to take it.
It's false humility.
Yeah. He has no humility.
Right.
Mr. President, this has been a divisive time for our country, but I think it has nonetheless been an important constitutional process for us to follow. As this chapter of history draws to a close, one thing is clear to me. As I've said before, our country deserves better than this. They deserve better from the president. They deserve better from the Congress. We must find a way to come together to set aside partisan differences
and focus
on what we have in common as Americans.
So you think making this vote is going to bring America together? And again, politicians do this all the time. We got to unify the country. And by that, I mean we need to win. Like, don't give me that, Senator Jones. Don't give me that. I just find this is frustrating because there are a lot of Republicans who did this too. They didn't even write their own damn speech.
Oh, no.
They just echoed what the president's council said. Again, folks, we already knew what the outcome would be. We said the outcome would be several months ago when this started. Heck, Nancy Pelosi, months before that, early in 2019, when she was against impeachment, told us what the outcome would be. And we all knew that CLB, Mitt Romney, would probably be a thorn in the president's side. But I saw, I don't know if I can share it on air, but Donald Trump Jr.
Yeah.
Shared a meme.
Yeah.
Did you see the mom jeans meme?
Did.
It's like, y'all are so childish making fun of Mitt Romney. He's an important moral man who's forthright and up.
Yeah, give me a break. Have you looked at Mitt Romney's political career? Yeah, not questioning his faith or his conviction of faith.
I was going to say, you can look into his personal life and see.
But don't give me this that you're this deeply convicted politician when it comes to politics itself. Give me a break, man.
Wasn't Romney the same guy who had that dog in the kennel and he strapped him to the roof of his car and drove a couple hundred? Yeah, that was okay.
And he messed up somebody's hair in high school?
Yeah. Okay. So remember, these are the.
He had binders full of women. It was white binders, not little black book. Right, right. It wasn't a binder like that. No.
It was full-size binders. Also, this reminds me, cracks me up seeing these politicians like Doug Jones and even from the Republican side say, oh, if we win, we unite the country. All I can think about is if Auburn coach and Alabama coach got on the podium and they said, if Alabama wins, we will unite the state. And then the Auburn coach says, if Auburn wins, we will unite the state. When we know nothing can be further from the truth.
Yeah.
One is going to win, but it will not unite the state. It will further divide us.
And if you want to maybe unite the country, make a deal on infrastructure.
Sure.
Make a deal on immigration. Make a deal on foreign policy. Why not defund some of these military actions abroad, which gives Trump cover to bring troops home? Let's make a deal on health care. And Trump is more than willing to make deals small government folks, especially libertarians like myself, don't like. But he's a deal maker. I think he will make those deals, and he'll move the ball across the line if y'all would actually deal. And that would largely bring the country together. But going down this road of a predetermined impeachment that we all knew, if you had asked me hypothetically 2 years ago, we knew how this would work out. So like this is just
badly written soap opera, man.
Yeah, and this is why the Democrats are falling and Donald Trump is rising.
Yeah. Cream rises to the top, baby.
Pelosi is in the middle of giving her weekly press conference. One of the quotes that came out of this press conference as I speak is, the president used the State of the Union as a backdrop for a reality show. Yeah.
Well, I agree, because they found that one character on the reality show that you know is going to get voted off first. And guess who that was? Nancy Pelosi.
Mm-hmm. Goodness. 272-9228. 272-9228. Coming up, and he'll probably be a little late knowing the president, but at 11 o'clock our time, the president is going to address the nation. He did not mention impeachment at all.
Nope.
During the State of the Union. And it was probably because he was ready to spike the football, so to speak, after the acquittal vote. It's happened yesterday. And to me, that officially kicks off election year 2020.
Definitely.
We're now in pure electoral politics mode. It's going to be silly. It's going to be contentious. It's sometimes going to be frustrating. You're going to be angry.
Sure.
But again, folks, it's a message I try to tell myself while looking in the mirror. I'll tell all of you. Try not to take yourself too seriously. Here's an example. These are serious issues, and you probably want to care more about your local elections, even like federal elections for your representative and your senator.
Definitely.
But when it comes to presidential politics, we've already gone through this, Eddie, but let's say Buttigieg.
Yes.
Buttigieg.
Edge.
Mayor Pete. Petey boy.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say he somehow, some way becomes the nominee.
Okay.
And he's taking on Donald John Trump.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good.
And in the great state of Alabama, people have the vote in November. Who do you think the electoral votes go to? Pete Buttigieg, former mayor of South Bend, Indiana, or Donald John Trump, incumbent president of the United States?
Well, again, Buttigieg, you know, he's really opening himself up to people. He's letting people get to know him.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of putting himself out there and his crazy ideas.
And it looks like he has a great relationship with his husband.
It really does.
Yeah.
And
Some people on the left think it's too, they're so white, it's almost straight. Don't get me started on how crazy some of these folks, these academics are. It's just crazy. That's a real thing, by the way.
All right.
Yale professor said that months ago.
It's ludicrous. It's ludicrous. But again, in this particular case, I would come put my money on the Donald Trump.
Do you think will get the votes?
I think he'll get the vote.
And do you think there's anybody the Democrats could put up that would lead to Donald Trump losing the state of Alabama?
Nick Saban. Short of Nick Saban, no.
272-9228. We got to hit a break here. 272-9228. More news and views after this.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime. And as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 8 years in a row. The Alabama Lawns staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
Reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your market update for the new year. First, it was a great year for us at the Goodson Group, and I want to thank our clients for making that possible. Second, the updated market report is out, and here it is. MLS tells us that there were over 6,700 sales in 2019. The average selling price for a home last year was $175,000. Houses in the River region sold faster last year than in previous years. Over 50% of the homes sold in the first 60 days. First-time homebuyers were the number one source of home sales for us and MLS as a whole. 40% of sales were to people who had never owned a home in the past. For a detailed report, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The Goodson Group, 551-0225.
Hello, this is David Ernest with Ernest Financial. And just like Ernest Financial makes lots of money for our clients, Blue Water has helped us make lots of money for our company. You cannot go wrong with advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. They are an equal housing lender.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Pelosi saying it was a serious breach of protocol for Republicans to chant 4 more years in the chamber. And the president still is impeached forever.
Also acquitted.
Forever. Yeah. Like, y'all want to get nasty? We'll get nasty.
You know,
just silly.
I saw the white robes or the white dresses that the people had on in there. And I can't help but think that the reason they wore them is so when other people would stand up and applaud, that group of white, you could see them sitting there, kind of draw attention to them. Look at us.
It does. It's also a throwback, I believe, to the suffragette movement.
That's what they say. Yeah. But if, you know, I don't know if you ever saw that YouTube video, but there's a guy walking around and asking people, do you believe in women's suffrage? And most people would say,
what?
Well, no, I don't believe in that. That's ridiculous.
Suffering?
I don't believe that women should be suffering. And,
Okay. And
then he has to go in and explain it, so.
Folks, this part of the program brought to you by, again, Dan Black Studios. Not only can you get 50% off all video transfers to digital format, not including films, for a Valentine's Day special, they also can provide you business services from website design, video editing. So maybe you have a bunch of video footage or photos, and you want to put it together in a nice presentation. Dan Black Studios, as you covered there, or they can do video production from the ground up, whether you're maybe a real estate agent who's looking to present himself online, or maybe you are a business owner and need to create training videos for your employees. Maybe you're a lawyer and you're presenting something before the court.
There's good idea.
All sorts of reasons you need good video production, and Dan Black Studios, as you covered there. And again, folks, if you want to preserve those old analog memories, those old videotapes you took the time to film, 50% off for News and Views listeners. When you call 279-6036, 279-6036, be sure to tell Dan Black and the team you are a News and Views listener to get that 50% off. Appreciate it. Really appreciate it, Dan Black. Great sponsor here of the program. Sponsor. Y'all go check him out today. Let's go to the phones and talk to Tommy. Hey, Tommy.
Gentlemen, you know, after looking at the results of what happened in Iowa, my question is, what exactly are they teaching in schools? I'd like to get history books out. I mean, if you're voting for Comrade Sanders, exactly. You know, so last night I made our kids sit down and watch Schoolhouse Rock as we explained the government and talked about communism.
Right.
And one thing that came up, if you remember, back when SNL actually did funny things, back when Obama did the executive order to
give
citizenship to 5 million illegals, when they did a parody on Schoolhouse Rock, I'm just a bill, and the executive order said, what am I doing? You know, am I commemorating a state park? You know, what are we doing? He goes, you're giving legal citizen status to 5 million illegal aliens. Wow. Go big or go home, huh?
That's it.
Unbelievable. You guys are mentioning Buttigieg.
Yeah.
And the fact that the left doesn't think he's left enough. You know, they got upset at him for ringing a bell for the Salvation Army.
Really?
Go look it up, because it was ridiculous. Was wicked just how bad they got upset with him about it. And it was like, you got to be kidding me.
What, because the Salvation Army's like anti-gay? Like, I think that should be up to Pete.
Yeah, but I think...
Well, and they claim they're anti, but... The bottom line is they don't ever turn anybody away.
I was going to say, have you ever heard of anybody getting turned away from Salvation Army?
And it's something we talked about yesterday, and I think we'll continue to talk about. And whether it's the left or the right, I just don't like anybody that wants to define their perceived opponents as by their worst qualities or by just untrue things. Like, there are real times in life you make a mistake, and people try to define you by that for the rest of
your
life.
Worst day.
And I think that's terrible. Like, a good example is Arnold Schwarzenegger, where he should not have cheated on his wife with that nanny. He should not have done that. But Arnold Schwarzenegger is a great man, all right? You can't take away from, like, all he did in his own life. But then you take away from actual mistakes people made, and you go to the sins of the left, and even, like... An actual gay man, in the case of Pete Buttigieg, just looking to raise a little money for charity with the Salvation Army somehow violates one of their sins. It's just absurd at this point. Really absurd.
But also, for every dollar they're given to Salvation Army is a dollar they're not given to...
Right.
I'm telling you guys.
But they do this with Chick-fil-A. They do it with any organization that doesn't completely march to their drum.
Right. They shake them down for money.
It's absurd.
Yep. It's a shakedown.
Keep up the good work, guys.
Thank you,
hey,
Tom.
Appreciate it.
272-9228. Pelosi's still going on, man.
Oh, yeah, man. She took some pills this morning.
She said, I think it was completely and entirely appropriate to rip up the president's speech.
How so? How is that appropriate? Because he talked about great Americans and how America is doing great. He talked about he brought a person back from the war to see his daughter at the...
At the State of the Union.
I mean, where was all the negative?
I think that moment is one of the best arguments there is for ending these perpetual wars.
Yes.
That moment.
And not only that, it really made me sick because you couldn't get these Democrats to stand up and applaud when we were talking about World War II veterans.
Tuskegee Airmen. 100-year-old Tuskegee Airmen.
Are you kidding me? You couldn't give him the respect to stand up and applaud?
Right.
You should be marched out of there. The sergeant of arms should have grabbed you up and sent you out into the lobby.
Now, the one they did, and it kind of got lost in everything else, but Guaido, the rightful president of Venezuela.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
That was an incredible moment.
Dude, was that?
Now, Pelosi did stand up for that.
Well, yeah, because, you know.
That was quite a moment.
That was a really good moment. I didn't expect that. That kind of caught me off guard.
No, yeah.
And that's another reason I like Trump. He is a bit of a showman, but so what?
Right. 272-9228. By the way, the president will be addressing the nation here in about 24, 25 shopping minutes.
Cool.
So we'll bring that to you live. 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
David.
Hey, David, how are you?
I had a question for you.
Yes, sir.
I got to go home and look at my newspaper from the Clinton impeachment, but I was under the impression that Bill Clinton was not actually impeached until the Senate voted that he is impeached.
No, the House is the one that votes for impeachment. It's like a grand jury giving an indictment. And then the Senate...
Impeachment is an indictment?
Yeah, it's like... Right. So Pelosi is right, technically, that they impeached him, and that will forever be in history. But then the Senate will have forever acquitted
him. Found he is acquitted.
Yeah.
Okay. I stand corrected. Thank you.
Appreciate it, sir. Appreciate it, David. 272-9228. And also, as Lindsey Graham says, going back in history...
It's not just about sex.
Sometimes it is, Lindsay, but maybe not when the Clinton impeachment was going on. 272-9228. We got to hit another break here. More News and Views with Joey Clark and Eddie Bader after this.
Well, I don't feel like I'm being impeached.
Know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You've been hearing a lot lately about the Poarch Creek Indians' billion-dollar plan for Alabama. Upon closer examination, that figure looks more like, fuzzy math. About a half of that billion won't go to the state at all. It will be spent by the tribe to build two new casinos, one in Birmingham and one in North Alabama. Those casinos will feature Las Vegas-style games like blackjack, craps, and roulette. But it will give the Poarch Creek a monopoly on gaming in the state, prohibiting any private sector competition. The Poarch Creek Plan, good for the tribe, a gamble for Alabama. Call 334-261-0500 and tell your representatives to say no dice to the Indians' plan. 261-0500. 261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
This is the Fox Business Report. The major averages have retreated from a strong rally at the open. China says it'll reduce tariffs on $75 billion worth of imports from the U.S. The move was expected. Also, there's encouraging news on the job market, indicating companies are holding on to their workers. The number of new unemployment claims declined 15,000 last week to 202,000. It's the lowest reading since last April. The Labor Department releases its monthly employment report tomorrow. Coffee chain Dunkin' Brands reported a stronger quarter, but Wall Street was hoping for even better numbers. Dunkin' is also increasing its dividend and buying back stock, but its shares are down nearly 3%. Estee Lauder's holiday quarter was stronger than expected. Its stock is up nearly 5%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Hey, Greg, I'm so sorry to hear about your brother's heart attack.
Thanks. He's okay now, but it really got me thinking about my family. You know, could my wife still pay our mortgage if I had a heart problem?
Yeah, you should call my life insurance agent at Health IQ. They apply their exclusive healthy lifestyle savings, which can save you up to 41%.
41%? That's huge.
Yep. I literally got $1 million in coverage for just $36 a month. You should check it out at healthiq.com/easy. healthiq.com/easy.
Well, hi, everybody. Now that the severe weather threat has edged out of the central counties, temperatures are dropping. I mean, we were in the upper 70s this morning, now 50s. We even see some 40s farther to the west. The rain threat continues through the evening hours before ending. Breezy, colder tonight. Overnight low 38. Tomorrow, breezy, kind of chilly. High 53, but the sun is out. Isolated showers possible Saturday, high 62. And then mid-60s with sunshine on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
In constant sorrow all through his day.
Welcome back to News and Views. Don't hum too loudly, Eddie. The microphone's
on. Don't make me grab it. I'll start singing here in a minute.
Love this song. We're talking off air.
Yeah.
How much we love this song.
It just grabs you, man.
272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. 272-9228. This hour of News and Views brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Kim Williams, Madeline Kahn, so many folks over there at Alabama Home Mortgage doing great work. Fantastic work, especially if you're somebody around my age, never gone through the home buying process, getting that mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
Ignorance of the process or just having no knowledge, literally, of the process shouldn't be the barrier. So you can call Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage today, 567-4223, and no cost.
Yeah.
Just figure out your current financial situation, where your credit is, what you maybe apply for and can apply for, qualify for. And you can actually go through the steps. Okay, now that I qualify, what do I need to look out for? Yeah. And Kim Williams specializes in helping those first-time home buyers. She also does a fantastic job of helping to lift that financial burden and stress. No stress like money stress. That's some of the worst out there. And so maybe you do have credit card debts. Maybe you have other sorts of debts that, you know, somehow it happened. Well, Kim Williams may be able to take your current mortgage, refinance it at a lower rate so you get a better month-to-month payment, so you're saving money every month over the year. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes, you get to skip a couple of payments to begin with once you refinance. And also, if you're a veteran, veterans are in their blood over there at Alabama Home Mortgage. It's in the family for them. It's personal for them. So they've made it their duty to help you, the veterans out there in the River Region, get those benefits you earn through your service from the VA.
Yep.
And they've traversed the VA home loan process and the bureaucracy themselves, so you deal directly with Alabama Home Mortgage. You don't have to go to the VA yourself. They do it all over there at Alabama Home Mortgage. Whether you're a veteran looking to refinance or a first-time home buyer, check them out today. Again, their number, 567-4223, 567-4223. On the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. Again, they are an equal housing lender.
They are. I sent somebody Kim's way just the other day, and they called me back to let me know how great they And it was on the weekend.
Yeah.
And she went out of her way, took care of them. Kim is awesome.
I love hearing that. Let's go to the phones and talk to Chris. Chris, welcome to News and Views.
Hi. Thanks, Joey. It's good listening to you guys and enjoying the show today. I just want to call in. I heard, and please don't disparage me for this, but I listen to NPR in the morning.
Hey, me too.
Just because you said please, I won't.
Yeah, well, the political stuff is funny, but it's hard to get any other kind of news from watching TV, anything but political.
I hear you.
And it's a little bit off research, but I think, you know, because there is no one that hates our president more than Steve Inskeep there on the morning NPR show. But they did this morning, they did one of the, you know, the man on the street where you just pick some people out and ask them their opinion.
Yeah.
And they were in California, a place where Steve Inskeep is guaranteed to hear what he wants. But it was so funny because none of the people that they interviewed were what he wanted to hear this morning. And the best you heard, which I can respect the argument, was that, yeah, we don't much care for the president personally, but wow, he really is doing a good job. And wow, jobs really are up, and this is a good thing. And then the worst thing you heard was, you know, thanks, Democrats, this was just a dog and pony show, and how much time and money have you wasted of mine?
Right.
And the incredulity of Steve Inskeep, you can just hear it in his voice. Anytime you basically don't equate Donald Trump to Satan, he thinks you're a horrible person. And you can just hear his voice going up. And, I think everybody, even the media, is realizing we've overplayed our hand here. And I think that one of Nancy Pelosi's biggest problems, I think she's projecting her anger, that she sees it herself, forgetting basically fooled by this progressive wing. I mean, you can play the tapes of her saying, this is not a good idea to impeach him for this offense. And somehow she got bullied into going down this road, whereas if she had just waited and let the AOCs and the squad basically hang themselves with their foolishness, she probably wouldn't have lost her power. But I mean, she basically either got scared, bullied, or, you know, she didn't do what Trump would have done, would have just challenged you. Okay, if you could take my job, give it a shot.
Right.
And I think she sees now the writing on the wall that, you know, not only has she guaranteed this president another 4-year term, but she's pretty much guaranteed, I think this is going to be a Republican landslide come November.
Well, and if she does, in fact, lose the House in November in the vote, she will be the only speaker, I believe, in history to lose her majority twice.
That sounds right.
And when the Democratic Party is basically brought to its knees, guess who they'll all blame? They're not going to blame AOC. They're not going to blame the squad. They're not going to blame progressives or Bernie Sanders. They're going to blame her. And I think it's got to be. And I've talked to so many people that really haven't been all that interested in politics for the last 6, 8, 10 years, because everybody just has always felt like the fix is in.
Right.
You know, pretty much anyway. That are now super invested in a guy that, whether you like him or not, when he says he's going to do something, he actually does it. And he, you know, I mean, this guy that has brought the Republican Party in line, you know, I mean, they came in with him, I think, kicking and screaming.
I was one of them. I wasn't a never Trumper, and I'm not an establishment Republican, more libertarian, but he's won me over the last few years.
Definitely.
Well, he has, and the over the top reaction of his opponents have kind of thrown me in his arms. So
I think that was, you know, the whole time it's his plan. He's always got a plan for this, and if it means he has to act like a fool and act like a clown sometimes, he's willing to do it for us. And I think it's just gotten so many people, you know, actually invested in, hey, something can change, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we don't have to listen to just president after president saying, oh, well, we're going to do something about these trade deals, but we need to get with, you know, other countries to take on China. And, you know, it doesn't matter what party, they all told us the same load of bull poo-poo.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
For so long, and on NAFTA, and, you know, the Democrats told the president, oh, there's no way you're going to be able to renegotiate NAFTA. Well, he did, and it, you know, I appreciate that the Democrats were able to, in holding on to it, get an even better deal than Trump did, and which shows you, if they all work together, my goodness, what we could, you know, if he didn't have to work against them
constantly,
two steps forward, one step back, every single time he does something.
Well, and now, Chris, I hope this president and whatever Congress can actually work together, like you just suggested, and tackle big issues like the national debt. We can't even service the debt right now.
We can't service it. That's right.
So there are a lot of big issues. Unfortunately, this president, neither party has touched yet. And especially as a young man, I worry about the long-term issues staring us in the face. Politics is always focused on the short term. I don't expect these issues to really be handled here in 2020.
No, kick that can down the
road. But there are looming issues, structural issues, that have me worried in the long run. And I hope this president and whatever Congress it is after the vote in November can start dealing with these issues.
I'm just hopeful for it, and I can now, in hindsight, say thanks, Democrats, because you've just guaranteed, you know, I don't think just the president, but a new Congress and a strengthened Republican majority in the Senate, and given the president enough power that, I mean, when he says this is what we're going to do, this is what they're going to do. And I only trust that. It's taken a while for me to trust him enough to think, wow, this guy really is in it for all of us. White, black, rich, poor. If you're an American citizen, then this guy will go to the wall for you. And I just think a lot of people are starting to see that, and I think the media is just apoplectic about it. They're going to find somebody to blame, and I think for Nancy Pelosi, she's seen the writing on the wall. It's going to be her.
Well, I appreciate it, Chris.
Thanks, guys. You guys have a great day, and enjoy your show.
Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
Really appreciate it. 272-9228, if y'all want to get in on the program. 272-9228. More news and views with Joey Clark and Eddie Bader after this quick break.
carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I miss him every day.
Dale passed away a few years ago, but his memory fuels his brother's desire to serve. Byrne has defended our values in Congress. Work hard, right wrongs, and fear God.
It hurts me to hear Ilhan Omar cheapening 9/11, entitled athletes dishonoring our flag, the squad attacking America. Dale fought for that right, but I won't let them tear our country apart. That's why I'm running for Senate.
Our values and our president are under attack by the radical left. We need a true Christian conservative to carry our flag. We need Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne for U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
This Wednesday at 9 a.m., it's another Bama Half Off special just in time for Valentine's Day. The Spa Boutique 360 has $50 gift certificates for only $25 on BamaHalfOff.com. The Spa Boutique has everything you need to love the skin you're in. Spa Boutique 360 offers several non-invasive body sculpting services to enhance your beauty, curves, and confidence. There are only 50 certificates available. Get your half-off deal from the Spa Boutique 360 this Wednesday at 9 a.m. on BamaHalfOff.com.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. This is part of the program brought to you by Jenkins Tire and Automotive. They're located at 38 East Jefferson Street, downtown Montgomery, about 2-3 blocks from the Alley Station. That little water tower, I don't think that's functional, but it is decorative.
It is decorative down there.
It's nice.
And it's
nice.
A good like little land piece you can see, and hey, yeah. I'll meet you over the tower.
So 2-3 blocks from that tower there on East Jefferson Street is Jenkins Tire and Automotive. If you work downtown, very convenient place to get your car, truck, SUV, or even your minivan service. It's all right. I love all of you, even people driving vans.
What about station wagons?
Station wagons, too.
Shaggin' wagons, baby.
Exactly. Yeah, all vehicles, all makes and models service there at Jenkins Tire and Automotive, but you don't have to work downtown. They have a courtesy vehicle to take you to and from work.
That's super convenient.
While that vehicle is being serviced, all their technicians are ASC certified. They have all the brand names when it comes to tires. Whether, well, Toyo, Bridgestone, Firestone, Goodyear, Michelin, Kelly, Dunlop.
Man.
Yeah, all those names. You can make an appointment by calling them. That's what I suggest you do. Don't,
yep.
You can just stop by, but it's more convenient for you and them if you call them at 265-0792, 265-0792, or make an appointment online at JenkinsTireAndAuto.com. They really are a comprehensive tire store and automotive service center. They can do the big jobs from air conditioning repair, transmission repair. Mm-hmm. I never want to touch a transmission.
No, don't, Joey.
to the basic things that, you know, especially as your
oil
car.
Oil change, wipers?
Yes, oil change, wipers. Or as your car starts hitting that 90,000 miles, 100,000 miles, maybe you bought it, used it 60, or if you've had it from the beginning. There are basic things you'll need to change, like hoses and belts and all sorts of stuff. And they really do it all over there at Jenkins Tire and Automotive. So check them out again today. And before I go and go to the phones here, they will service your outdoor vehicle without you having to bring your outdoor vehicle in.
That's so convenient,
They have
man.
A service truck that'll come and visit you to service that four-wheeler, that side-by-side, or that tractor, again, so you don't have to lug those suckers into town.
Well, another thought, too, Joey, is if you do take your car downtown to Jenkins, while they're servicing your car, you can walk around, see what happened has happened downtown. We've had a lot of improvements. We've got restaurants. We've got all kinds of great stuff downtown.
So check them out today. Jenkins Tire and Automotive, great sponsor here of News and Views. Let's go to Buggers.
Well, good Lord, you said a minute. Now it's Friday.
Yes, yes, ma'am. You know, it's one of those, I actually know somebody who's not from around the South, and it drives her nuts when somebody goes, I'll be there in a second. She's like, what does that mean? Not literally a second.
I never give myself a second. Good. Okay, I would enjoy hearing Trump say, Dookie Jones, you stinky, did you really have your divorce record sealed? Has anybody ever heard that besides me?
I've heard that.
You did?
Yes, ma'am.
I heard it. It was way back last year or either before that.
Last year, yeah.
One man on the radio said it. I couldn't see his face, of course. He had a bag over it. But I've never heard anybody say they heard that, and I've never heard them bring it up to him.
I have heard that, that he had this.
Who, say the name again. Who is this?
Who am I?
No, whose divorce records were sealed, Boogers?
Dookie Jones.
Okay.
Doug Jones.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Sorry, you're just now the shoe does fit. Good name. Good nickname.
Yeah. Dookie Doggie Jones. But hey,
you need to get a hold of Trump with that one. He'll start using it right away.
Yeah, Dougie Fresh up there representing Alabama.
Oh, yeah. I love old Trump. I love him. I said, I've been single for many years. I'm so happy to get a divorce. I said, there's only three men that I would consider ever marrying because I have not considered it. It's been about 30 years ago. And one of them was Trump. And one was a man that just had his health checkup or whatever it was. Anyway, he's got lung cancer.
Rush Limbaugh?
Rush Limbaugh.
Yes, yes. And I'm not going to mention the third one because he's an idiot.
I would like for you to consider our own Joey Clark to be added to you.
I am single. Boogers, yeah.
He's on his way up in life. He's got a nice two-seater car. Just room for you.
I just got a haircut.
Yes, he's looking good.
Is it a Volkswagen?
No, but it is a German car.
It's a BMW, yes.
Oh, well, you had one.